The Empire. What are you doing in my office, Lord Darth Fridoliak? I wish to discuss committee assignments for the new council. I don't have to talk to you. I'm the mayor. I can do whatever I want. I beat Wally Johnson. I got 720,000 votes. I find your lack of respect disturbing. It is obvious you do not yet know the power of the clout. It has served all of the mayors before you. It can bring you great wealth and power, or it can destroy you as easily. The choice is yours. And so it came to pass that Jane Byrne was seduced by the power of the clout and fell under the dominion of the evil Lord Fridoliak. For 3½ years, she ruled unchallenged until one day, in a distant, untold land known only as the Southside, young Harold Skytalker sat in his office on the phone where he was about to receive a visit from the Rebellion.
Yes, this is Harold Skytalker. What do you mean I was supposed to represent you in court this morning?
Why?
Oh. Well, I'm sorry. I forgot. I must find some method by which to ameliorate my recollective capabilities. Come in. Jesse Jack Solo, what are you doing here?
Harold, the Rebellion needs you. We want you to run for mayor of the Empire.
But I am already quite amicably employed in my present capacity as representative to the Federation. It would be anathema for me to eschew my legislative responsibilities therein. Besides, Jane Byrne is protected by Lord Fridoliak, the master of the clout.
Oh, Harold, the clout is a myth. We don't need the clout. We got the corporations. We got Soft Sheen. We got Johnson Products, Johnson Publications. They will give us the money. We will register 50,000 new voters. The clout is out because we got the movement.
I believe you are articulating exactitude. If you register the voters, then I will run. And at that moment, in the smoke-filled air of Lord Fridoliak, there is a disturbance in the clout. It is as if 400,000 votes were suddenly ripped from the machine. And indeed they had been. And indeed young Harold went on to defeat the Empire in both the primary and the mayoral elections, wherein he was challenged by a pathetic bearded creature who was of no significance to the story. Once installed as mayor himself, young Harold knew he must fight his climactic battle for control of the council. And on that fateful day, he stood outside the council chamber as his supporters gave him words of encouragement. Jesse.
Harold, you need fear no power, for you have self-righteousness on your side.
I accept the veracity of that and thank you for it. What about you, my good friend Obi-Wan Oberman? Do you have any words of counsel?
Well, Harold, I just want you to know that all the people of Liberal Land are behind you 100%, and they've sent this token of their esteem, a bottle of wine, and some cheese.
Thank you. And now I must go and face my destiny on the council floor.
Harold!
Yes, Jesse.
May the clout be with you.
And on that day of May 2nd, did Harold Skytalker and Lord Darth Fridoliak meet in internecine battle on the council floor.
I'm not afraid of you, Fridoliak. Take this parliamentary maneuver.
Well done, but I counter with this negotiated majority.
Then take this grassroots support.
I maintain my majority.
Then I file a suit in court.
The decision is in my favor.
You may have prevailed at this juncture, Fridoliak, but I will assiduously pursue your disestablishment.
Perhaps, young mayor, but to do so, you must learn the dark side of the clout. You must make deals and compromises.
Never!
Yes, young Harold, to defeat me, you must become me. Look into my face, young mayor, for I am your mentor.
No!
Will Harold choose the dark side of the clout? What about Jesse Jack and Obi Marty? To find out, see Council Wars 2, Revenge of the Reformer.